Shushan Purim Sameach, and the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchot Pesach in Simen Taf Kaf Tet, Se'if Aleph, is Shalim beHilchot Pesach, Kodim Pesach Shloshim Yom, that 30 days before Pesach we start learning the halachot of Pesach. So that's what I want to start doing today. And looking at a question associated with Bedikat Chametz. This is a question that many people wonder about. You're doing Bedikat Chametz on the night before Pesach, and you've got certain areas of your house, various cupboards or perhaps a room, which you're going to be selling all the contents of it the next day. So do you need to do Bedikat Chametz? You might have a pantry, a storage cupboard in the kitchen. You're going to be selling the cupboard and all of its contents. What's the point of doing Bedikat Chametz when you're going to be selling it? So the Mishnah Brura at the end of Simen Taf Lamed Vav in Sif Katan Lamed Bet, he brings two opinions on the subject. First, he brings the opinion of the Makor Chayim and the Chaye Adam, and they're of the opinion that because it's the night of the 14th of Adar, and this is an area that belongs to you, so you've got a chiyuv for Bedikat Chametz, even though you're going to be selling this the next day. However, he also brings the opinion of the Binyan Olam and the Chatan Sof, there, who say that seeing as you're going to be selling it the next day, and by selling it, that's a way of disposing of the chametz and fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbitu, of destroying any chametz that you own. So therefore, it's no different to the chametz that you might have left over. You might be keeping a bit of chametz for breakfast on Erev Pesach. Nobody says you have to search that. You know you've got it, and you know you're going to be having it for breakfast, and you're going to be destroying it by finishing it off. So here also, I don't need to check in the larder that I'm selling, because I know that I'm going to be selling it the next day. So Rav Moshe Sternbach in Ma'adim Uzmanim Chelek Dalet Simon Reish Pei Zayin, he wonders, according to the Chaye Adam, what's the point of doing Bedikat Chametz in an area where you know full well that there's Chametz there and you're going to be selling? What exactly are you looking for? And he says the concern is that maybe you'll change your mind and maybe you'll decide that you're not going to sell the cupboard and all of its contents, or the room and all of its contents, and that you're going to just deal with the chametz that you know is there, and that you'll take that out of the cupboard or the room and sell that to a nochri. And if you were to do that, there might be other chametz that remains there that you're not aware of, and that's what you've got to check for in case you come to change your mind, and then there'll be other chametz there. So that wouldn't be so relevant nowadays. Most of our shtarot for mechirat chametz, they actually say that I'm selling all the chametz in whichever place is, and even the stuff that I'm not particularly aware of. But certainly when the shtarot were less specific, so then you would say, I'm selling this chametz and that chametz, whatever, and therefore any rogue chametz that is hiding in a corner or something like that, you might not necessarily sell. What do we do in practice? Do we do Bedikat Chametz in those areas or not? So the Mishnah Brura says that the minhag is to be meikel, but a person who does a mechira on the Yud Gimel, meaning the day before Bedikat Chametz, sells that to those areas of Chametz and does an early mechirat Chametz. So that's best, because that means by the time it comes to the night of the 14th, those areas don't belong to you. But various other poskim bring down that even though the Mishnah Brura says that, that's not the minhag, and the minhag is to be meikel and not to check in the areas that you're going to be selling the next day. The Nitei Gavriel and the Piskei Tshuvot, they both bring down that even if you're not doing a mechirat Yud Gimel for this, nevertheless, it's good practice to make sure that you've signed the Shtar Harsha'ah, the document authorizing the Rav to sell chametz on your behalf, that it's good to take care of that before the night of the 14th, and then you've at least shown an intention that these areas, I'm not checking them for Bedikat Chametz because I'm intending to sell them or have them sold on my behalf tomorrow. But I think, certainly speaking on behalf of Rabbonim, most of us want the Shtar Harshah to be dealt with well before the night of Bedikat Chametz, and if people come to us at midnight or 6 o'clock in the morning on Erev Pesach, we've usually tried to take care of those parts of the shtarot already before then. Ad Kan.